Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about the supply side problems we've got going on and market timing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been looking at the marketplace and wondering, is there any reason it should be stalled in residential real estate? We're not stalled. There's good activity, but it's not breaking any records. And that's because the inventory is low. People are puzzled by the low inventory. If they sell, will they be able to find something?
And that has been a situation also in commercial real estate. If I sell, will I be able to find my upleg for my tax-deferred exchange? But let's focus on the residential side today.
Well, in regards to residential, there is always an opportunity in a marketplace. So you got to dig a little bit. First, low-hanging fruit. If you're renting and you could own, it's time to buy. It's that simple. Right. Even if interest rates have an uptick, what you're doing as a tenant versus what you're doing paying your own mortgage as an owner is a no-brainer.
Right. That is absolutely the case. Now, there are some exceptions to that. If you know you're going to get transferred in the next 6 months, I'm not sure if I'd buy. If you have health concerns, I'm not sure if I would buy. But again, those are extremes, and you're probably not going to make decisions one way or the other if you are in that predicament anyway.
On the other end of the spectrum, also a no-brainer. If you're going to time it right so that you can maximize your last sale of real estate to go into assisted living or some other circumstance with a little more level of care, and you're not going to be an owner again, this is a beautiful market as a seller to maximize that opportunity.
Absolutely. Prices are as high as they have ever been. If you're selling, you're getting a better price than you've ever seen.
And
is that a reasonable statement?
Correct.
Am I exaggerating?
Well, and there's things that will happen someday, in my wish list, the urban growth boundaries will expand, but also developers will develop, builders will build, and the inventory will, this tightness will soften. It will be a slow shift, but that will happen. So why not do it now when there's not enough inventory to maximize your return as a seller?
Exactly. That makes a whole lot of sense. If you try to balance the housing market with a supply side increase, that's about a 2-year deal.
It's a tricky deal. The big opportunity are those of you holding real estate in the starter home price point, and you're going to want to buy up or expand for a long-term house for possibly your family and the timing. If that's who you are, this is a beautiful market because the tightest market is around 275. As you go up in price point, it softens a little more balanced market. Not balanced, but a little more. So look for that opportunity in your circumstance. This may be the time to move. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.